The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, well, I'm an ND, a naturopathic doctor, as you all know, and I've got an MD, a medical doctor, with me, and it's my favorite, he said, she said, but usually we agree it's Jacob Teitelbaum in the house. And Dr. Teitelbaum, we're going to be talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic fatigue in general, and how people can actually heal. Yes, heal. They can shed this diagnosis. But I know that your life's work, in my opinion, and please correct me if I'm wrong, sort of has been based around a personal experience that you had, not only with chronic fatigue, but fibromyalgia. And I mean, I can't even imagine a better scenario for having true grit and integrity regarding your life's work, because you were in the trenches, correct?
Absolutely, Holly. It was back in medical school. I was paying my own way through med school. I was pretty much one of the youngest in my class of 300, because I whizzed through college and just figure, you know, sped things up. I was a good adrenaline junkie, and got caught in the middle of a family emotional crisis, got a drop-dead flu, and crashed and burned. And 6 weeks later, I could still barely get out of bed. We could tell it was a viral infection from the test, but they couldn't isolate which virus. And 6 weeks later, they figured, well, he's not better. Must be depressed. You know, and they went to all the professors, looked at all the stuff, and I finally had to drop out of medical school, and since I was paying my own way, no work scholarship, no loans, none of that available, I was homeless, sleeping in parks. And it was funny. It was as if the universe put a homeless, holistic medical school sign on my park bench. Healers came by, herbalists came by, polarity workers came by, you know, chiropractors, MDs. I almost became a naturopath. It was funny. I met a pair of couples who were naturopaths, and then I was, you can study this kind of stuff. But the universe kind of nudged me back into medical school. A year later, I was well, applying the stuff that I learned while I was homeless from all these different folks, able to go back to med school, and have spent the last 35 years basically. My goal has been to make effective treatment available for everyone. And for the listeners today, in the next 10 minutes, we will teach you not only how to tell if you have the disease, but what is causing it, and how to make it go away.
All right, and we only have 7 minutes now, so you got to roll right now, Burr.
Well, first of all, for those of you listening, if you have the combination of you can't sleep, even though you're exhausted,
right,
and it's been going on for months, that's how you tell that you've blown a fuse called the hypothalamus, and that's how you tell that you have CFS. If you have widespread pain with it, you have its painful cousin, fibromyalgia. So tired, achy, brain fog, can't sleep, and it doesn't go away with vacation. You've got these conditions. What is it? It's an energy crisis where you basically blew a fuse. You overdrew your energy account, and a circuit breaker went into hibernation mode in your brain. That circuit controls sleep, which is why you can't sleep. It controls your hormones, temperature regulation, and autonomic function, plus sweating, blood pressure, pulse, bowel function. So with that, you're going to find this all starts to make sense, not to your doctor, but to you. And what I published, placebo-controlled, gold standard research has shown, is that if you treat to restore energy production with what we call the SHINE protocol, sleep, hormonal support, even if the blood tests are normal, infections, nutritional support, and exercise as able, not too much, but enough to condition, 91% of you will get better with an average 90% increase in quality of life.
Okay, wait, because Jacob, this is so important that please repeat what SHINE stands for, because this is a treatment protocol. And I always say, hey, I think there's wake-up calls instead of protocols, but this is so general and so inclusive at the same time, so please repeat it.
Well, first of all, to make it easy for folks, we have a free energy analysis program on our website. So just write down the website. It's endfatigue.com, E-N-D, the word fatigue, and do the energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms and also any blood tests, if you have the pertinent tests available. They're not critical, but if you have them, it'll analyze those as well and tell you exactly what's causing your fatigue and tailor a treatment protocol using a mix of natural and prescription treatments to your case. But let's take a look again. People, as is for sleep, people can't sleep with this disease because the sleep center is not working. I'll start with herbals. There's a mix of six herbs called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. That's also at nfatigue.com. That will leave most people with day-to-day insomnia sleeping like puppies. There's a herb lavender, very good for sleep. Calmate is one way to get it. For those of you whose brains are wide awake at bedtime, that's
even though they're completely exhausted, right?
During the day, then you can get something called Sleep Tonight. That's a mix of ashwagandha and phosphatidylserine. It'll put your brain to sleep so you can sleep. Many things. And then in CFS and fibro, you need a mix of a low dose of several medications, but I'm very picky about which ones to use. And then treat sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, which is an iron deficiency. So overall, we'll take a look at sleep. Then H is for hormones, low thyroid, low adrenal, low estrogen and testosterone. The blood tests are not reliable. The blood tests, what's the medical word I'm looking for? The blood tests suck. They are so incredibly unreliable as to be, oh, I don't want to say useless, but toxic. Let's use it that way. You have to treat based on the symptoms in combination with the lab testing. So if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need a trial of thyroid. If you get really irritable when hungry, low blood pressure, dizzy when standing, crash of stress, you need adrenal support. Are your fibro symptoms worse around your menses? I'm not talking about PMS, but I'm talking about headache, brain fog, fatigue. You need bioidentical estrogen, progesterone. So you want to optimize hormones. Infections, candida is the key. You have nasal congestion, sinusitis, irritable bowel syndrome. These are symptoms of candida, must be treated. Nutritional support. For anybody who wants more energy, there's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. One drink replaces 35 pills. It's easy. And I add a scoop of ribose, also called Korvalon. Our study showed that people taking ribose with CFS fibro increased their energy an average of 61% at 3 weeks. That's one
right.
single nutrient.
Wow.
Any health food store, again, the ribose, 5 grams, 3 times a day. And then exercise. If you don't walk, you'll decondition. If you walk too much, you'll be bedridden and crashed. So exercise as able. And then for pain, there's herbal things. I heard Cheryl on before. Cheryl's the two of you are two of my favorite people. But she was talking about trauma plant, which people find wonderful for pain, the comfort for pain. Also, curamin and end pain. These are herbal mixes. So, bottom line, you can get well. I'll do a shameless plug. My book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, a simple, easy read, will teach you how to get well. And we treat people from all over the world in person
right.
and by phone consultations as well.
Well, and it's, you know, it's an easy read because, you know, I always, you know, sometimes when I have a meeting or what have you, and I'm supposed to be promoting myself, and I think, well, this is going to be one of the easiest meetings that I have because why? I am myself. And so, Jacob, I know your story, and I think it's an easy read, and it's so beneficial for folks that you say CFS, but I just wanted to tell people that that's chronic fatigue syndrome. We've got about 45 seconds. And then fibromyalgia, it's an easy read because it's truth, because you've lived it and you learned it. And then the best thing about you, which I think is so beautiful, is that you give it all away. And I love that. And I love you. So listen, lots of chronic fatigue out there that I see in my practice, fibromyalgia as well. If you fit into this category, please go to nfatigue.com. There's an incredible book, pennies on the dollar, as far as the information that you have. So, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, it's the he said, she said. I'm an ND, he's an MD, but guess what? We are grooving in the middle, trying to get good information to knock you alive and help you use your own brain so you can take back control over your healthcare. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Please stay tuned.